Praise the Lord. The title of the message, The Fig Tree, Part 2. Let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 13 and let's read from verse 6 to verse 9. Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and have not found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Bless this time and use it for your glory. And let the message bring understanding and wisdom and maturity in the life of your people, O God. I pray that you raise up men and women after your own heart, O God. As they hear your word, they will be challenged to follow you and walk in your ways, O God. I pray for clarity. I pray that you arrange the message, put word on my lips, and help me, Lord, to deliver your word to your people. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The fig tree is one of the big trees. It usually have big leaves, and it takes also a good space in the vineyard or in the garden that's in it. And to have a fig tree is something prestigious in your garden. But what is the value if you have a very big fig tree and it has big leaves but there is no fruit? And here the Lord is speaking to his people. The fig tree is Israel. The fig tree is the people of God. And if we consider that the Lord Jesus Christ, as he spoke about a fig tree in the vineyard, if we consider that all the churches and the people of God is the vineyard, then each and every church is a fig tree in his vineyard. And if we consider that the vineyard is the church of God, then every congregation is a fig tree. And if we consider the vineyard is one congregation, then every member of the congregation is a fig tree in the eyes of the Lord. And the Lord wants to see and want to enjoy fruit in your life. What are the fruit that the Lord is looking to see in your life? Matthew chapter 3 and verse 8, the word of God tell us the following. Matthew chapter 3 verse 8, produce fruit in keeping with repentance. Fruit of repentance. Fruit of repentance. Repentance is turning away from sin toward God and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The work of the flesh is sin, and thus we need to overcome it. There are things that Christian who believe in Christ, he should overcome. He should overcome worldliness, temptation that come from the world, desire for other things, selfish ambition, deceitfulness of wealth. All these are worldliness, and God had called you today to overcome these things. Christian should overcome the desire of the flesh, the ego, and what you want to do. The lust and the boasting and the lust of the eyes. God wants you to overcome it today. Your selfish ambition. You are trying to do your own will, your own plan. This is also sin, and that will not allow you to produce fruit in your life. One of the sin that I want to emphasize here today about the Christian is that they are doing their own will and not the will of God. Certain time you may do good things externally, but you are not yet doing the will of God. You may do good things, and there is no wrong in it. You will say, what is wrong in that, and what is wrong in these things. That's true, there is no wrong things in it. But you are not doing the will of God. You may say, I like to live in this city. But the Lord had told you to move to other places. You may say that I like to go to that place. What is wrong in that? There is no wrong in it. But God wants you to stay in the place that He put you on. That is the will of God. We cannot choose what we like. You cannot choose what you like. We have a limited option only to do His will and His plan. Jonah, when he ran out from the presence of the Lord, he moved toward Tarshish. It is not wrong to move toward Tarshish. But he was not doing the will of God, and that is his sin. Sometimes we move away. We don't like to do God's will. We want to do our own will. So externally we are not doing wrong, but internally we are condemned because we know God's will and we are not doing it. You need to surrender everything to God. You need to surrender your life. Not that you do what you like, but you do what God's will is. His good, pleasant, and perfect will. Christians should know that he should not be only a care receiver. He should not be a selfish. One of the reasons that we want to do our own will is our selfishness, our greediness, our love to ourselves more than God and more than the people. And that has deviated us from doing God's will. Christians should not be always the center of care and receiving, but he should be, the time had come for him to give. The church should be transformed from care receiver to care giver. It is more blessed to give than to receive. In this parable, the Lord spoke here about the fig tree. He spoke about that he is going and coming. He has expenses here. The Lord had invested certain things in your life. He had given you a lot of things. In the parable, it says that he had put a man to care for it. There are people who care for you spiritually. And who had care for you, they have put by the Lord to direct you and also guide you. And thus they have expenses. And the Lord had invested in you through his spending on those people who care for you spiritually. So the Lord is looking for fruit to see in your life. It is the time for you to be shifted from to be a consumer to be a productive person. Productive and effective in your life unto God. In the parable also we learn that the fig tree had been used a place. You are using a place and space and facilities, but yet there is no fruit is coming out in your life. And the Lord had called you today. Had called you today as a warning message to you to be transformed by the renewing of your mind and to put up your life fully into the hands of the Lord. From head to toe, the parts of your body, God called you today to offer the parts of your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasant unto the Lord. This is your spiritual act of worship. What are the other fruit that God wants to see in your life? Is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. is the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 and verse 23. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22 and verse 23 speak about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. That is the fruit that God wants to see in your life. Love for others. Why we cannot give? We don't have love. Love to God, not only for ourselves. These are the fruit that God wants to see. Joy. Why you don't have joy? Because you are always not trusting the Lord. You are always worried. You need to develop the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The fruit of the Holy Spirit, it is the work of the Holy Spirit in our life. Once you have been saved by Christ, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit. Now you have to allow the Holy Spirit. You interact with the Holy Spirit in the right way to let and allow the Holy Spirit to develop the fruit of the Holy Spirit in your life. Joy. Try to overcome. God called you to overcome your pessimistic feeling and your lack of hope and lack of trust in God. Then the joy will arise in you. You have to put your trust on people, on position or money, and then no more you don't have joy, because all your joy it depends on the happening that is around you. And when there is no happening around you, good things around you, you are gloomy, and that's why there is no fruit in your life. Joy, peace. You should have settled in your heart that the Lord is near, that the Lord beside you, and that's the Holy Spirit living inside you. They asked the Lord about the kingdom of God. He told them the kingdom of God in Luke 17 is in you, is within you. And that's where Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Then we have peace. When we have peace, then we can think right, and we can plan right, and with full confidence in the Lord, and we go forward and produce fruit. Patient. Patient. Patient and perseverance. That is very important, to wait upon the Lord and to persevere to overcome trials and difficulties. Many Christians, and maybe you among them, you don't have patience. You cannot wait upon God. You always go forward with your own plan and will. You don't trust God, and you don't have the patience to wait upon God until He will come and He will bless you. Kindness is important. Kindness is to do the good work of God, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do the good work that He already prepared in advance for us to do. Kindness and goodness to do the good things. What are you doing in your life? Are you a fruitful person? Are you a blessing person? Are you a blessed person? Are you a person that a people around you are blessed because of you? God wants to see this fruit in your life. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Are you a faithful person? Are you faithful to your family? Are you faithful to God in the prayer and reading the Word and in praising Him and testifying about His goodness and in fasting and in meditation upon His Word? Are you faithful to your work? Are you faithful to the church? In tithing and in offering and in attending regularly and in helping and in investing all your talents into His kingdom? Are you faithful to the society and the country that the Lord had put you in to pray for the people and to evangelize and to bring the gospel to them? These are all the fruit of faithfulness. All are manifestation of faithfulness. Gentleness is another fruit of the Holy Spirit. Are you a crude person? Are you a rough person that you hurt and harm others? Or you are a gentle, even when you rebuke, you rebuke in all gentleness and kindness so that the people will know the truth in love? this all important fruit that God wants to see in your life. This very important things for relationship. Self-control. Are you controlling yourself, or you are controlled by your ego and by anger and by lust and you are also controlled by wrong things? God wants to see a real self-control in your life, and God had called you today to bless you and to help you to go on and to produce a fruit that God wants to enjoy in seeing them in your life. Another kind of fruit that will come out after the fruit of repentance and the fruit of the Holy Spirit is a fruit of a new soul into His kingdom. John chapter 15, verse 16, the Word of God tells us that the Lord Jesus tells His disciple in John chapter 15, verse 16, He said to them, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name." The Lord wants to see fruit, and a fruit that will last, a fruit of making a new disciple and making a generation and raising up people who know God, who follow God, and who fear the Lord. These are all the fruit that God wants to see in your life. Some Christians, they say we are 20 years a Christian, we are 15 years a Christian, we are 25 years Christians. But what is the use of Christian with long years but there's no fruit? Fig tree without fruit, it is accursed. And the Lord today wants you to rise up to produce a fruit in all the three aspects: fruit of repentance, fruit of the Holy Spirit, and a fruit in the form of new souls and a new disciple into His kingdom. Luke chapter 13, verse 8 and 9, when the Lord say, "Cut it down, why should it use up the soil?" In verse 8 and 9, "Sir," the man replied, this is the man that the Lord put to take care for the vineyard and the fig tree, "Leave it alone for one more year, and I will dig around it and fertilize it. If it bear fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." Here the Lord is giving another chance. The Lord is giving another chance for the fig tree. And the Lord is a God who gives you another chance today. He gives you another chance to repent and turn away from your sin. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 19 to 21, let's read and see what is written there. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29, verse 19 to 21. "When such a person hears the word of this oath, he invokes a blessing on himself, and therefore thinks, 'I will be saved, even though I persist in going on my own way. This will bring disaster on the water land as well as the dry.'" What the Lord say here is that when you hear the message and the word of God, some people, they think that when they hear a good message, that is a blessing to them. But they are not willing to change their ways and go into the way of the Lord. But He say here, He invoke a blessing on Himself. The blessing will not come when you hear the good message. If you hear today the message and maybe you like it or you don't like it, this will not bring you blessing. The blessing will come When you do what the message, the word of God say, that is the deception that should be removed from your mind. And some people, they just listen to the word of God to enjoy the word of God, but they are not willing to repent. He say here, I will be saved even though I persist in going my own way. This will bring disaster on the water land as well as the dry. If such person you are not willing to go on the way of the Lord, then as you hear the message, and as you hear the instruction of the Lord, that message will not bring a blessing to you if you will not do it, but it will bring curse. Verses 20 and 21, the Lord will never be willing to forgive him. His wrath and zeal will bring against that man. All the curses written in this book will fall upon him, and the Lord will blot out his name from under heaven. The Lord will single him out from all the tribes of Israel to disaster, according to all the curses of the covenant written in this book of the law. The Lord is clear in his word to us today. It is not enough to hear the message. It is not enough to enjoy the message. It is not enough to say, praise the Lord, this is a good message. God wants to see fruit in your life. God is giving you another chance, one more year. One more chance, one more trial, give it. If it's fine, praise the Lord. If not, we pray that God will change you, and you will change yourself, and you will be willing to be transformed before God's judgment will come. That you will be willing to be transformed before the second coming of Christ. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19 and 20, the word of God tells us the following. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice, and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land his word to give to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God wants to bless you. God wants to help you. God wants to direct you. But you must choose the right things. In the front of you, this message is life and death, blessing and curses. You need to choose to do God's will, to obey the commands, and the blessing will flow in your life. Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year, one more chance. The Lord is giving for you to be changed and transformed. Otherwise, you will be cut off. What we learn here from Luke chapter 13, verse 8 and 9. The man is praying, he's intercessing, he's interceding, and we need to intercede. I am praying for all of you, you hear the message, that the message will help you to be a fruitful person into the kingdom of God. My prayer is that Lord, give them one more chance to be changed and to be transformed. And what he say here, the man, what are the things we learn? First, we have to pray, intercede for the people, for one another, to be changed and transformed. Second, he said, I will dig around it and fertilize it. The word here, I will dig around it, digging around. Why? What is the importance here of digging? What for he want to dig around? Why he will not put the fertilizer on the surface of the ground and finish? What for he need to dig around? Digging around is very important because you want to expose the root. You want to expose the roots of the tree. And then he will put the fertilizer so that the process of fruit bearing will be more effective with this procedure. Now, how we can do digging around? Digging around is to expose sin, not in order to punish or discipline, no, but in order to help and to correct and to enable and to restore. People, they don't like to be digged around them. They will come and ask, you pray for me, you lay hand and pray, or they will come for Bible study, but they are unwilling to open up their personal life and personal problems. I want to assure you one thing. The fertilizer, that is the prayer and fasting and Bible study, all will not be effective unless you are willing to open up all your life and details of your life so that you can receive a right instruction. We can give you the right instruction from the Word of God. We can help you only when you come and open up, coming for counseling, and open up your personal life and your personal problem. Then we can know what is the sickness and we can give the right medicine. When you go to a doctor, suppose you have cough and you have chest complaint, the doctor, if he will write to you a medicine without examining you, he will be upset. And you will ask, why you did not examine me, even you did not put your stethoscope to listen what is inside. Why you did not do to me a chest x-ray? Why you did not send me for blood investigation? The same for the spiritual life. If you want to get delivered, if you want to get delivered from your sin and to be effective and productive and fruitful, and the Lord will enjoy your fruit also, you need to come, you need to open up, and you need to expose the thing that is hidden. Then we can help you and advise you and give you the right word of God. Proverbs chapter 28 verse 13 speak about the same principle that we are speaking. Digging around. Proverbs 28 verse 13. He who conceal his sin does not prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. What he say here, if you keep concealing your sin and covering up and hiding your sin and keep doing it in secret, you will not prosper. But if you, whoever confesses, you come and you confess and renounce them, you will find mercy. If you confess them and you renounce them, you decide not to do them again, then the fruit will appear in your life. What is the value to confess it to one another or to those who care for you spiritually or for us? Is that we can able to help you and direct you how to come out from your problem, and we will give you the right advice. And that's what we can read also here in James chapter 5 and verse 16 about confessing to one another. We don't do it as a ritual thing, but when we confess, we are asking for an advice, we are asking for wisdom, we are asking also for a solution for our problem. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Here, when people, they come to me and they open up their problem, it is mandatory so that we will know what is the problem that they have passing, and we can give them the right advice from the Word of God, and we can pray. Some of you, you don't know what you are doing is sin, but when you come for counseling and asking advice We will help you from the word of God. We will show you what is sin and what is righteousness and what is need to be done. Then you are clear-minded and you go forward to do God's will and to please Him. That is the value of digging around. Areas of sin need to be exposed because judgment is coming. God is imminent, is sending His judgment if you are not going to repent. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 13. The Lord say, I will take away their harvest, declares the Lord. There will be no grapes on the vine. There will be no figs on the tree. And their leaves will wither. What I have given them will be taken from them. What the Lord give us, what the Lord has given you, it will be taken away from you if you are not willing to repent and come to the Lord and come for counseling and come for asking advice. Fertilizer. We need to pray more for one another. We need to pray more for wisdom. How to help the people. How to give them the right advice. Fertilizer is the word of God. The prayer. The correction. The discipline. The declaring to the people the right way of living. The man who asked the Lord that He give him one more chance to dig around the tree and to fertilize it, we pray today that the Lord will give us one more chance so that we can go and help those who are in sin and those who are doing wrong things, that they will allow us to help them and instruct them in the right way so that they will be bearing fruit, and that will bring the blessing back to them. In the book of John chapter 4, the Lord met the Samaritan woman and He asked her for a drink. And then the Lord told her in John chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus answered, if you know the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked Him and He would have given you living water. The woman, the Samaritan woman, she came to the well to draw water because she was thirsty. And the Lord told her, I can give you a living water. Her reply, verse 11, said, the woman say, you have nothing to draw, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his flocks and herds? She is questioning how she can receive this living water, and it is very deep. Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him as a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The Lord is telling her, you are coming for water, but you go home and you are still thirsty. But the water I give you, that will take away your thirst. Verse 15, the woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I will not get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water. What the woman say here, she's saying, I'm coming every day to take the water, go back home, but I am still thirsty and she is asking the Lord to give her this living water so that she does not need to go every day. So she is in struggle. And what I want to tell you here, what the Lord wants to tell us here, that your struggle, as the struggle of this Samaritan woman, every day she go and come. She go and come. She go for work and come for work. You go for work and come for work. You go to doctor and you come from doctor. You go with this man and you come back with the other man, but there is no satisfaction in your life. When there is a struggle, there is sin. Deep in the middle of that struggle is the reason for your struggle. What the Lord tell to the Samaritan woman? He told her in verse 16, go, call your husband and come back. He showing her here, the Lord, the reason for her suffering and the reason for her sin. He told her, go and bring your husband. And we know very well that this woman, she said to the Lord, I don't have husband. And the Lord told her, you are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is you have had 5 husbands and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true. The woman was a prostitute. And the Lord here, he was digging around her sin. He exposed the sin in a confidential way. And that's what we need to do. We counsel the people. We counsel you in a confidential way. And we'll help you to come out from your struggle by showing you your sin and how to overcome it. The struggle in your life will bring God judgment, because the struggle in your life is not due to trial, but due to sin hidden in your life. The eyes of the Lord is in the sin that you are doing in secret. Moses said to the Lord, your eyes is in the light of our secret sin. The Lord is looking to the secret sin in your life and He want to nip it out from you. He want you to repent so that you will bear fruit. We are here to help you. We are not here to expose sin or to scandal you, but we are here to let you get delivered in whatever area you are struggling. In whatever area you have a problem. When you have struggle, the struggle is due to sin. You need to come up for counseling. Open up your sin clearly. And open up your life with a full transparency. So that we can advise you and we can give you the right instruction from the Word of God. With the help of the Holy Spirit, so that you can go forward and do God's work and will. Let's pray. Tell Him, Lord, I desire to be a fruitful person into Thy kingdom. Lord, search my heart and my life. I open up everything unto You, Lord. Lord, I repent from the following sin and I renounce them and I commit myself unto You fully. Lord, I pray for those who had been touched by Your word, transform them and help them. And help us as a church, O God, we pray, Lord, that You give one more chance so that we can help those people, that we can dig around and advise them and counsel them and give us wisdom how to care for them, O God. And Lord, we thank You and we praise You. Lord, take this message, the power of the Holy Spirit, and spread it. Let reach the lost, O God. Let reach those who are struggling. Let reach those who are willing to be helped, O God. We thank You and we praise You. We pray that Your word will bring the harvest that You desire and that You have ordained from sending this message to Your people. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let Your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen.